some of my memories from age 8 are pretty vivid. I know, it's mind-boggling considering that I can't remember a loaf of bread at the grocery store even after my wife told me just 5 minutes earlier out in the parking lot. Actually, my memory isn't bad. It's just selective. Picking up a package of oatmeal raisin cookies was not forgotten, that I did remember. But I can easily remember playing on the playground during recess in second grade. I can remember a bright, sunshiny day. Seems like we had jackets on, playing foursquare. You know, a ball game with three other kids. We played on a large square painted on the asphalt, divided into quadrants. We had to out or eliminate the other players by bouncing the ball once in their square in a manner they couldn't bounce it to anyone. I got pretty good at it, if I say so myself. I also played basketball with my good friend Dick Espy, a third grade classmate. In fact, we were in the same class every year in elementary school but one. You may remember I wrote about Dick a couple of weeks ago. Dick was very athletic, and I admired him. And he knew so much about sports. For example, he knew all about basketball. I didn't. He knew that you played it with a ball called a basketball. No kidding. He knew about throwing it up and through this hoop high in the sky. If you got lucky, it'd actually go through the hoop on a rare occasion. Being all of about 4 feet tall then, the hoop was up over my head an additional 40 feet, or so it seemed. It might as well have been. Dick made baskets all the time, or so it seemed. Not only that, Dick said every time he made a basket, it was 2 points. I was amazed. So smart, this Dick Espy guy. Well, one day we were playing basketball, and I was on the other team. Lucky me. He was driving to the basket, and I took the ball from him. Out of the blue, Dick yells, "Foul!" I said, "Foul? It wasn't a foul." He said, "Yes, it was." And I said, "I didn't think so." He took the ball right out of my hands. I looked him right in the eyes. I said, "Dick, what's a foul?" It was hard to ask because I didn't want him to know that I didn't know what a foul was. Such a smart guy. Very athletic. He called fouls often when I tried to block him. "Foul, that's a foul," he'd say. "Foul, again? Yeah, that's a foul." And I'd have to give him the ball. "Foul, foul, foul." A couple of times I'd be trying to make a shot, and old Dick would grab for my ball as I was setting up my big heave 44 feet up in the air. He'd bong me a good one and then swipe the ball out of my hands, and I'd yell, "Foul, that was a foul, Dick." "No," he'd say, "that was a steal." He'd then shoot the ball that went through the basket. Then he'd yell, "2 points!" He won most every game by a score of like 2-0. Gosh, he was a good athlete. I may be making some of this up, but it's pretty close to what actually happened. I'm sure of it. Like I say, I wrote about Dick 2 weeks ago, wondering what happened to him after grade school. I lost contact with him. I figured his dad moved the family to some town far away because I never heard from him again. He disappeared into thin air. I really missed him. Thought about him often. Well, after airing the story, I looked old Dick Espy up on the internet. Tonganoxie is where I found him living today. Tonganoxie, Kansas. He emailed me back. Come to find out, his dad really did move the family to a different town. They moved to Baser, Kansas, where he finished growing up. Baser, all of 13 miles away. If I'd have only known. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.